Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The interrogation of Jennifer Soto and Stefan Stearns, it is online, and you can even watch it on our YouTube channel. You can listen to it on the podcast channel. It's something. I will say that. Both very unique in their own nature. Stefan getting arrested by the end of his. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Let's start with Stefan, and then we'll talk about Jen. We even have some clips of Jen to take a look at. But you, Jen, what was your reaction to the Stefan Stearns interrogation video and just his extremely calm demeanor throughout the entire thing, even when they said, hey, guess what we found on your phone?
You know, it's actually, believe it or not, one reaction that you see often.
Really?
Sometimes you get the reaction of the people. It's usually one extreme or the other. Mm-hmm. One extreme is, what? That's not me. Somebody did all this. So there's the one reaction. Mm-hmm. And the other reaction was his. That calm, just, you know, not a care in the world almost,
yeah,
type of reaction. And I that's what I would say. Normal people act somewhere in the middle of that. But quite frankly, normal people are never called in an interrogation like this, because it was clear from very early on that what he did to Madeline Soto was absolutely egregious, and to most, that he was the person responsible for her death.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like, okay, the jig's up, and he just not a care in the world, it seemed. But obviously, I think you almost have to have that demeanor of not a care in the world if you're going to carry something like that out and be okay with it. We did see the interrogation of Jen Soto as well. And I've gotten a lot of different reactions to that one this week. We'll take a look here in just a minute at that clip. What was your take on her denial of having knowledge of this stuff and her genuine emotion, I thought, sometimes in that that interrogation? What was your experience when watching it?
Well, that's the interrogation that really interested me the most, because I haven't been shy about it from the minute the beginning of this case. I've said that I thought she should be arrested minimally for child neglect, mm-hmm. and allowing this to happen purposefully, as she's well admitted, allowing her, adult boyfriend to sleep alone with her underage daughter. I mean, it's just sickening what she allowed them all sleeping together, talking about spooning and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's just sick. And so I've always been very vehement about that belief. But then to watch her as an example, after she was shown photos of her daughter giving fellatio to her boyfriend, and then, calling his parents and saying, gosh, he's going to need a lawyer. That's all I really needed to see. And so much more. Her in and out of emotion, one minute, hysterical, and then stopped on a dime because she's so worried about that she's going to be arrested. I'm not buying anything what she's saying in terms of that she didn't know she knew.
Are we watching someone with a mental illness or a personality disorder in this that, wouldn't necessarily, would she be competent to stand trial? Or do you think there's something so far off in this woman that, things aren't firing right, and for whatever reason, she's able to block this stuff out, be conscious of it, but able to block it out as needed to basically survive?
I don't think that at all. I mean, really, this wasn't even a woman that was in a situation where, the man owns the house, the man is the breadwinner, the man's in control. She was.
That's true.
She was the one providing the house. She's the one with all the money, what little money they had, it was from her. She was the one that was providing, vehicles and support. And so she could have left at any time. She could have booted him out at any time. Mm-hmm. There was a spare bedroom at all times. What she did was knowing. I believe she did it competently, and I believe her motivation was her feelings for him, and just, I think, was numb to everything that was going on and just allowed it to happen. It just became part of how she existed.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I'd gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.